What is going on, everybody? This is Gary with the My Video Game News Podcast. This is the first one for 2023, and I hope you guys are here. I hope you guys are listening, and I hope you guys enjoy the show. Today, we talk about Nintendo, as always. Nintendo always seems to be in the news, right? They always seem to be in the news, or maybe I just notice it more. So, today I talk about Nintendo and the possibility of a Nintendo Direct happening this month, January 2023. I also talk about the top-rated games for the Nintendo Switch, just in case you missed them last year for 2022. I talk about Project Leonardo, if I'm not mistaken, for the PlayStation 5 and what that means and what exactly that is. I also discuss the possibility of Fortnite returning to iPhone and iOS. So it's a fun and action-packed podcast. I hope you guys all enjoy it. Make sure you hit subscribe, but without further ado, let's get things started. All right, everybody. It is a new year, 2023, and I hope you guys had a nice new year. We had a pretty decent New Year's, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I actually fell asleep, so I was a bum. I was riling up my kids and their friends and all that kind of good stuff. And I said, you know what, maybe I should go in the other room for a little while to try to, like, calm them down and, like, try to be out of there. I laid down and I fell asleep. So I hope you guys had a nice new year and New Year's. And 2023 is going to be massive, massive, massive for the gaming industry. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Today we're kicking the podcast off and we're going to be talking about Nintendo news. There's a lot of good stuff happening from Nintendo. And Metacritic put out, this is coming from My Nintendo News, Metacritic revealed the 10 highest rated games for Switch, Nintendo Switch for 2022. I thought this would be a good way to kind of kick off the podcast. And I do want to talk about some rumors that have been floating around in regards to Nintendo and Nintendo Switch coming up for this year. So the highest rated games for the Nintendo Switch last year are as follows. Portal Collection got 96 critic reviews, a whole ton of good reviews for that. Persona 5 Royale, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 got really, really good at number 3. Number 4 was Nier Automata, the end of Yorha edition. Atari, 50th anniversary of the celebration. Neon White, which actually I think the game looks very, very good, and it's been getting reviews, like amazing reviews. I'm very eager to play that game. I don't know if I'm going to get around to it. It did seem like a really cool looking different type of indie game. I thought that looked sweet, and it's getting good reviews. So maybe I'll get around to it. I'm hoping. But if you've played it, let me know. And then, you know, I'd be eager to hear your thoughts on the game. Tunic was originally on Xbox. It came over to, I think it came to the PlayStation as well, but it did come to the Nintendo Switch. Tunic is an amazing, amazing little title. And if you have Xbox Game Pass, I'm pretty sure it's still on Game Pass. If you don't, you only own a Nintendo Switch, consider picking this game up. It's like a old school Zelda title. And the way they do everything, I don't want to give anything away. The way they do everything is very, very interesting. They don't really give you a whole ton to go on. You just have to figure it out yourself. And it all kind of works, which is a very neat gameplay element. They really don't hold your hand with the game. And I don't know. It's a neat way to throw out a game and to introduce the game. And the game itself, it plays nice. It looks great. And it reminds me of an old school Zelda game. So a lot there, which was nice with Tunic. Cuphead, The Delicious Last Course, got really good reviews. Number 9 was 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim. And number 10 was Stanley Parable. So let me know if you guys have played any of those games. I thought talking about what's coming in 2023 for Nintendo, I thought this was an interesting way to kick off the podcast to talk about some of the old stuff that maybe you may have missed last year. I know I missed a number of them, But it is nice to see, you know, a whole bunch of these games receiving such good reviews, and maybe some got mixed, lost in the mix. So what Nintendo has planned coming out for 2023? My friends, there's a rumored Nintendo Direct going to be coming out this month as of January. Today's recording for the podcast is January 4th. So maybe you're listening to the podcast a little later, or hopefully you're listening to it right on time, because it is rumored that Nintendo is going to be showcasing a Nintendo Direct. It would make a lot of sense if they did decide to do a Direct this January, or in the next couple of weeks, maybe in the next couple of days, who knows when you're listening to this podcast. They got a lot of content coming out in the form of games, so I really don't see them not producing a Nintendo Direct, even if it was a game-focused Nintendo Direct. This month alone has the new Fire Emblem game coming out, so I would imagine they're going to be doing some sort of Nintendo Direct. They also have Kirby coming out, as well as Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Zelda, I would imagine they're going to have its own Direct, probably not this month, but like I said, because of the number of games that are coming out for the Nintendo Switch early this year, I would imagine that they're going to be doing some sort of Direct. My fingers are crossed. Hopefully we get some shadow drops, maybe some nice little surprises. We also have a Kirby game coming out, so there's a lot of good content coming out to Nintendo Switch systems. Actually, all of the systems, which we'll touch on later, but there is a lot of good games coming out for the Nintendo Switch, and it does appear that the new Nintendo Direct show will be around the corner. So I would imagine it would be more of a bigger Direct, although they could go game-specific and just talk about Fire Emblem and maybe do like a 10-minute Direct. Nintendo typically does big Directs at the beginning of the year. Last couple of years, I think they did it in sometime this month anyways. So a lot of people are reporting that they might be doing a Nintendo Direct in January. If I'm not mistaken, last year they did it in February. So we'll see how that all plays out. Also, it was rumored that there is a Nintendo Switch OLED Zelda Tears of the Kingdom themed system coming out. There was pictures around the internet that were floating around, just in case you missed it. The picture itself, although the system it makes extreme sense to have a Zelda Tears of the Kingdom themed OLED or a Nintendo Switch or Nintendo Switch Lite, it seems very likely that they'll have some sort of special edition Nintendo Switch. I think that the picture that has been floating around is fake, just because it's not as clean as some of the other box art for the Nintendo Switch OLED. If you look at Pokemon and the Nintendo Switch OLED itself, the Pokemon edition, and what was the other one that they did? Oh, Splatoon 3. If you look at all three models, the base model, the Pokemon model, and Splatoon 3 model, it just wasn't as clean cut as those three, the picture. So if you could imagine, the picture looked decent. The picture looked pretty good, but it didn't convince me. So I fully expect a Nintendo Switch, Zelda-themed Nintendo Switch to be coming out. We'll see what happens, and we'll see. Hopefully Nintendo drops some news. So there you have it. We're kicking off the podcast with Nintendo Switch news. Let me know what you guys think. You can actually call into the show. You could just download Anchor FM, which you hear the advertisement for it. I love, love, love the app. You can download the app. You can actually call into the show and let me know what you guys think. So up next, we have more podcasts, so stay tuned. We have some Sony news, my friends. That's right. Sony has hit the stage and talked about recent sales for the PlayStation 5. During the CES 2023 press conference, Sony has announced that the PlayStation 5 has now sold through more than 30 million units. That's right, 30 million units worldwide. They also went on, record to state that the PlayStation 5 shortage is essentially over. Now, I would assume that it's still going to be a little bit hard to get a PlayStation 5, but it does seem like you're going to be able to walk into the store at some point soon, or if not today, and ask for a PlayStation 5, and you may be able to get one. So That's good news for Sony. Sony PlayStation 5 has been extremely hard to find and hard to get since its release 2 years ago. So don't overpay for a Sony PlayStation 5, my friends. You can hopefully be able to soon be able to walk into a store and buy one just for normal price. The console was last reported to have shifted over 25 million units in September, and December was its biggest month. So kudos to the PlayStation 5 and its sales. Let me know if you guys purchased a PlayStation 5 or if you are going to be purchasing a PlayStation 5 in the near future. This news comes from Gamatsu. Gamatsu, if I'm not, hopefully I'm saying that right. But yep, revealed. So I'm eager to see if PlayStation and Microsoft is going to have a mid-cycle refresh in their system, meaning a PlayStation 5, quote, slim. I don't know how much slim they can get the PlayStation 5, but a PlayStation 5 system is gigantic. I know that I would be down for a PlayStation 5 Slim, but I don't know, maybe later this year. Maybe later this year they're going to showcase something regarding for the PlayStation 5. The other news that PlayStation has shared, and I think it's really, really cool, is that they are making a controller more accessible for people with disabilities. They're going to be releasing a controller. If I'm not mistaken, it's called, what was it called? Project, I don't want to get it wrong here, and I don't have it up. I don't know what it's called, but it's a more accessible controller, Project Leonardo. It's an accessibility controller, and basically it's for people with disabilities or for people who have, trouble gaining, functioning a standard video game controller. The game controller looks like a circle, and it has big buttons around the device, and it also has a bigger joystick, almost like a like what you would find in an old arcade. And it looks pretty interesting, and I'm glad Sony's doing this. We saw Microsoft do something similar last generation, where they had the bigger controller for people with disabilities. So the details are as follows. This is a quote from Sony, if I'm not mistaken. Accessibility is an important topic to us at PlayStation, and we want to continue raising the bar to enable every gamer to experience the joy of play. Whether it's the robust accessibility options in PlayStation Studio games like Sony Santa Monica's God of War Ragnarok or The Last of Us Part 1, or the wide array of features in our PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 console UI, we're passionate about reducing barriers to play for every gamer. Today at CES, we announced the next step in our journey to make gaming more accessible. Project Leonardo for the PlayStation 5, developed with key contributors from accessibility experts, community members, and game developers. Project Leonardo is our code name for the highly customizable controller kit that works out of the box to help many players with disabilities play games more easily, more comfortably, and for longer periods of time. Through conversations with accessibility experts and incredible organizations like Able Gamers, Special Effect, and Stack Up, we've designed a highly configurable controller that works in tandem with many third-party accessibility accessories and integrates with the PlayStation 5 console to open up new ways of gaming. It is built to address common challenges faced by many players with limited motor control, including difficulty holding a controller for long periods, accurately pressing small clusters of buttons or triggers, or positioning thumbs and fingers optimally on a standard controller. Then they list a whole bunch of key features for Project Leonardo. The hardware is customizable. You can customize stuff. You could swap the components out, like the variety. There's a variety of analog caps and buttons and different shapes and sizes. Software customization. There's going to be button mapping, control profiles, so people are going to be able to save their own profiles on this new device, and works collaboratively with other devices and accessibility accessories. So super, super excited about that. It's always nice to see companies like this include everyone. And it's not, I would imagine it's not their intention not to include everybody, but it is really, really cool. And I guess heartwarming, if that makes any sense to you, to see that they're Sony and Microsoft. And I would be eager to see if Nintendo follows suit and makes something very similar for its Nintendo Switch. More gamers is always a good thing. And kudos to Sony for this news. So up next, as always, my friends, we have more podcasts. You can call into the show and let us know what you think of this show or any specific segment. You could just call into the show and we'll play it on the show. So up next, again, we have more podcasts. Apple might be getting Fortnite again, so stay tuned. All right, guys. So it is being reported that Fortnite could return to iPhones later this year? Question mark. Excited question mark. Excited emoji. I don't know what else to say. it was fun on the iPad and the iPhone. And I would imagine that, you know, Epic Games would want its game to be on every device, which is, you know, it's Fortnite has been something incredible for these past number of years. And this past update, I talked about it in the last podcast, but this past update, it feels fun. It feels amazing and the graphics are insane. So if you want to get back into Fortnite, now is definitely the time to do it. But it has been 2.5 years since Fortnite has appeared on an iPhone, or I should say an iOS device. But that could be coming to the end. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Epic CEO and co-founder Tim Sweeney basically kind of came out and said this in a tweet. This is coming from No Techie, K-N-O-W, Techie. Apple initially removed Fortnite, if you missed it, or maybe you didn't miss it, maybe you didn't even know Fortnite was on the iPhone, and it actually played pretty decent. It wasn't too bad, but no doubt with games like Apex Legends, Call of Duty, all that stuff being on the iOS device, and its massive install base, obviously Epic Games would want Fortnite to be on every single device, including the iPhone. Just more eyes on your game and more eyes on your product is always a good thing. And, you know, I think of going out and I think of, like, you know, say you're at a restaurant or you're at somewhere or you're at the coffee shop or something, and you just glance by and you walk by and you see someone playing on their phone, you want to know what they're playing. At least I do. And, you know, if Fortnite could be on the devices and again, and people can, I guess, get back into Fortnite, the more people, the better, I guess. Right. And, so it's interesting to see, this tweet is definitely promising. So hopefully in 2023, Fortnite will come back to the iPhone. So let me know if you think that Fortnite will indeed show back up on the iPhone. Let me know if you even care if Fortnite comes back on the iPhone. Some people may have already moved on. I know that we continue to play Fortnite in our house, and it's been more of a game than anything. It's been more than just a video game, I should say, in our house. It's been a talking point with my kids. It's been a lot of fun with friends. And actually, my kids' friends and my friends have all gotten together and played Fortnite at some point online. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been a bonding experience, to say the least. So everyone, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. If you liked it, make sure you leave a nice review. If you're on Spotify, you can actually leave a comment on this podcast. Let me know what you thought about this show. Feel free to share it with a friend. But without further ado, I'm going to get going. I hope you guys have a good day, and we will see you in the next couple of days. So make sure you hit subscribe. Bye-bye.